Well, we've been boyfriends for that long.
That's true.
Says,
yeah, you know, that's true. That's true.
For the gay couple that, you know, you're the, I'm the the mogul and
yeah.
Poor Oprah and Gail. I get what you, where you guys come from. It's a sad shame. It really is. And I get Oprah when she's saying that. Like, cause like I'd even think something seeing Oprah and Gail, but but they're not. You guys are gonna believe what you wanna believe. You're gonna say what you wanna say. So let's keep going.
I saw like this this picture one time of Michael B. Jordan and what's the guy, Ryan Coogler. And they were like hugging or whatever. And to me, I was like, oh, that's dope. Like you can see like they're real friends. People took it and ran with it. Oh my gosh, they're a couple. I don't think people are used to seeing love between the same sex people and it not be gay.
But you know what? I don't talk.
Now, with all this madness going on with predators in the industry, we can't leave out Chris Stokes and his allegations brought up on him. But it all starts with actress Irene Stokes, who is the mother of Chris Stokes. She started in films in the early 70s and 80s and got her feet wet in Hollywood, performing in movies like Penitentiary and Penitentiary 2 and others as well. By the 90s, a young Marcus Houston was ready for stardom. At the age of 8 years old, which is so ironic because all the other members joined the group along with Marcus Houston at 8 years old, he entered a talent show and was discovered by Chris Stokes.
When I seen ABC come out, they were my age, so I was like, that made me kind of feel like I could do it as well. So that's when I kind of start, you know, trying to sing and dance and everything like that. Then I entered a talent show when I was about 8 years old, and I performed an ABC song, and that's when like my manager found me at the talent show, and that's kind of like how it all happened.
Okay, and your manager was?
Chris Stokes.
Chris Stokes, yeah. Okay.
Now, Chris Stokes formed the group Immature and got Marcus Houston in the movie Bebe Kids as Khalil, also getting the group on the soundtrack with the song Tear It Up. By 1994, the group Immature had become a sensation to the younger generation, with Marcus Houston performing as Roger on the TV show Sister Sister, and Immature having the lead role in House Party 3. They were on their way to being a household name. Now by 1999, B2K would emerge, and Immature went from Immature to IMX. Although B2K had quick success, with their actual career only lasting up to 4 years when the group broke up in 2004. Lil Fizz and J Bug were a part of a group called Melodic when they first started, which was managed by choreographer Dave Scott. The group also consisted of Jhené Aiko's older brother, Jahi. When Chris Stokes invited Melodic to Marcus Houston's 18th birthday party, Raz B and Omarion would form B2K. Fast forward to 2007, Raz B went on to clear the air about some sinister things that was happening behind the scenes.
You know, this is a warning. You know, I really, really pray for all my brothers out there to really do some investigations, really look deep into your ancient wisdom, you know what I'm saying, and really, 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 really know what you're throwing up when you throw up these signs. You know what I'm saying? I see all the Illuminati signs, the signals, the Mason signs, and all of them, you know what I'm saying? You know, but for the most part, God is coming back. Repent and turn from your ways. Rick Ross, the fake Rick Ross, Slim Thug. I'm watching this video right here, and y'all throwing it up like it's the thing to do. Like, you look at the ego right there. You throwing it, I'm pointing it out.
And dealt with in the court of justice.
The only way you'll get off this case is if you're a Freemason, and that's because you paid a whole lot of money to get off this case. The whole world knows that you're guilty and you did it. And when you talk about God, what God are you talking about? Are you talking about the God, the mighty God, the almighty God that we serve? Or are you talking about gold, oil, and money? Because you feel me? Because like the Bible clearly talks about messing with children. The Bible says, suffer little children, forbid them not, for such of is the kingdom of God. And also talks about, it'd be better if you took a milestone and stone in the deepest sea to cause one of these children to stumble. So for all you... out there, you Eddie Longs, you Marcus Houstons, you Chris Stokes, you're going to burn in hell with gasoline and drawers on if you don't repent. You're better off, Mr. Eddie Long, telling your congregation that you did it so they can forgive you, because in the Bible it talks about even your leaders are not perfect. But you want to fight this in a court of law. Man, shame on you. Shame on you, shame on you.
Got you. No, I got you. I got you, Ray.
When you gonna do that though, Ray?
Well, I got another big interview coming up, so my next real, real big interview, I'll set the record straight. It's amazing how the media is trying to tear the situation up, because I never even said anything along the lines where people could even get the idea. Well, we should Ray, I've been trying to work with you for years, man. You're in a position to actually really do some things for me.
I know, but what I'm saying, Ryan Z, like, you can't even get your own reality show.
So, Ray, I got you. Whatever.
Well, I need you to rephrase that, Ryan. Like, you got niggas that hit me every day. Puffy, everybody, Jay-Z, everybody calling.
Done, I got you. I got you.
I
got you, Ray, and I need you to have me, too, because I'm not.
Because it's like, damn, like, you didn't even really have to mention a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really didn't even have to mention it. But I know what you were saying, though. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I respect you, Ray. Nah, I would never want to disrespect you, your mom, or your sister.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever,
buddy.
And I
talked
to that. Guess who else I talked to tonight?
Who?
Dr. Marcus Houston tonight.
What that
nigga
had to say?
He was just, like, trying to eat and deny it, dog.
Not deny it, man. Deep. I didn't ask him for the truth,
and he was like, just like, not saying it wasn't.
Yeah, I got you, Ray. On my
mind. Raz B would begin to get death threats from industry insiders and began having security guards around.
I'm not scared of you. I'm not scared of you, my nigga. I'm not scared of none of y'all. So y'all ain't gotta follow me, dog. Ain't nothing gonna pop off. I'm just saying, follow me. Just sit,
nigga. What you mean?
I'm telling this nigga right here.
I brought you around my family, my nigga.
Okay, I respect that.
I accepted your mother, as my auntie, as my family, your sister, as my little cousin. We had talks about being a team, and we had talks about, I could kill you right now. I can't trust you with that again. You dig me? It's like, tell me why I should trust you again. I didn't take you. I told you to drop me off and you wanted to be a G and told me if they're not gonna do nothing to me, I'm going. If they do anything to me, my people know where to go. Tell me you didn't tell me that. Tell me you didn't tell me that. Tell me I didn't tell you to drop me off and go to my motherfucking mama house. I don't give a fuck. Don't tell me I took you there.
I thought you set me up. That's how bad it got.
Do not do a clip. I hopped out my motherfucking car and said, Mario, you not doing no camera clip. You doing a statement. Am I lying on my motherfucking camera?
I did that on his camera.
On my motherfucking
I'm gonna get out the way on this.
On my kids, my blood, my mama. Did I not hop out my whip and say, Mario, you ain't doing no clip?
It's okay.
Tell me now.
It's on tape.
Tell me now. Say yes.
Yes.
Straight up. We can go blow on the sand. Don't tell me I set you up.
I
hopped out my whip and told you no, and you did it without me. And I told you if you was gonna do it, wait for the publicist to fucking give me a statement though, so you wouldn't sound illiterate and you're ignorant. I said wait, and you did it without me.
A Omarion went on to protect Chris Stokes and dismiss Razzby's claims, calling him bipolar.
Well, everyone knows who I'm referring to. I won't specifically say his name because I'm not going to give him any kind of shine, which that's what, you know, he's specifically trying to do right now. If you're smart and you have any sense, you would definitely know that. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's like funny. And if you look a little bit deeper into what that is or what that's about, it's about money. Like, who are you? You know what I mean? Like, come on, man. Get your life together. You know what I'm saying? Like, do something different. You know what I'm saying? Why you gotta always have an opinion about something? You know what I'm saying? Like, be a man.
So I'm calling y'all this morning. Why is Omari going on radio overseas and in New York saying I have bipolar and that I take pills? Answer that question, because it only came from one place. Because right now I'm upset and I'm affected, and I've been affected since I was 13 years old, Marcus Houston, since I came to live with y'all. So do me a hold on, let me get it out, and I'm gonna shut up and say what I gotta say. I didn't tell you to shut up. I said, let me humble myself. I said, I'm going to shut up so you can talk. I just want to get out. Why is Omari... Marcus, you're not listening to me. I called you. I called you this morning, Marcus. Why is Omari... I'm trying to talk to you, but you're yelling at me. You're yelling at me. You bitch. Yeah, hang up, you f***ing bitch.
Now, this clip right here is kind of crazy because Marcus Houston denies the claims that Razzby was making.
Okay, well, straight up, your man, your former boy, Razzby, has said crazy things about you, fam. Literally.
Again and again.
He called you a pedophile.
Yeah, he's it.
And that is, respond to Razzby calling you a pedophile, man. You got to speak on that.
It was a big joke to me. Like, you know, and if you think about it, if you think about the time frames when this guy starts up, it's always around my album coming out, my album release, and now my movie release is coming out. So he's talking more and he's lying. But it's all lies. It's all BS. And, you know, I mean, he just...
These opportunities, you're saying? Like, he only talks when you're about to drop something.
He jumps on the fact of... He's an attention whore, you know, and he wants that attention because...
This is a picture of me and Chris. And so that concludes, you know, my rooms. And I hope you like it. This is how I'm living. It's the real deal. This ain't no rented house. This is our house. So you will see it a lot. But I'm going to call Chris.
You guys are in my room. You get to see my room. This is how I'm living. The bed. You know, this is where you do the do. This is a picture, and it says think. Everyone says I have a big brain, and I think a lot. I'm gonna take y'all to my sitting room. I got my fan here. This fan actually is an interesting piece. It came from China. I'll just be sitting here chilling, like with my feet up. This is how I'm living, y'all.
Now, this whole situation started from a guy by the name of Quindon Tarver. And Quindon Tarver was actually a victim of the situation who backed up Razzby's claims as well.
I laid there on the floor. Chris was on the bed. Marcus was right there next to me. Once he tried to contact me. And then I told him I was bleeding. I said, it hurt. Wow, what the fuck? It hurt, dude. It hurt me. I'm a kid. So he was like telling me that it's okay. So I was like, okay, it's okay. He put his in my butthole, bro. And me, my with Chris laying on the bed watching with the big ass polo teddy bear and the big ass pillows on the bed.
Remember, I told y'all about those teddy bears, right?
F***ing me. Now watch.
Cool, bro. Are you talking about the same room with the burgundy stuff in there?
What?
Was at the time when you was in the room, was did it have, was the couch like red burgundy, like the burgundy couch? Was it burgundy? No, it was blue.
It was his bedroom.
Chris's room.
I was laying outside the bedroom. I was in Chris's bedroom. He had big eyes, polo pillows, and he had a polo teddy bear.
Chris got the couch
with a polo shirt on the teddy bear.
Are you talking about the Chris had? Are you talking about that wooden bed Chris had, that real high wooden bed?
Yes, nigga.
Yeah, I know about that bed. Hey, on the side of that bed, on the left of it, was that little glass jar with the change in it and the little like futon?
Oh my God.
Was there a little?
How do you know about that? Cause you were younger than me.
Huh?
How do you know about that? I said, how do you know about that?
Quentin, I'm trying to tell you, I walked through the same thing which you walked through. That first time that Marcus ever put his in my was in that room too.
So Marcus too?
Yeah.
Now Marcus Houston was also under fire after fans accused him of being a predator by marrying a 19-year-old at the age of 40.
How we met, you know, through mutual friends and everything like that. You know, when I met my wife, she was 17. So, you know, we had no really conversation and no really connection until, you know, she was of age. And, you know, it's, people don't understand it. And I got a lot of course, I got a lot of backlash for marrying someone that was 19. And, you know, when we did finally start to talk, I was like, this woman is like me. And she was just like, when I would talk to her, she just, for one, we had a spiritual connection. And I feel like that's the most important thing. We both love God. We both love Jehovah. And that was key. And being able to start being around her and talking to her and talking to, like, we connected through music. And, you know, her spirit, her kindness, her heart reminds me a lot of my mom. And just, you know.
Now, what I will say is this, when it comes to this industry stuff, a lot of these people that go in the industry when they start off as young kids, they end up going through some sinister things, all right, family or not, all right?